I am really, really excited about our next guest because Gil Brandt said so many good things about him the past couple of years that finally I get to speak with Bob Quinn, the new general manager of the Detroit Lions. This is awesome. Bob, it's Alex and Gil. Good evening. How are you?
Good, guys. Hey, Alex. Good to meet you over the phone. And Gil, long time no talk.
How you doing? Hey, Bob, let me ask this and run this by. I've known you a number of years, and you were never a guy to chase jobs. Why Detroit, and what was the number one thing that attracted you to this job at Detroit?
I'd say, and to answer your question, yes, I never was one to chase jobs. I felt like when the time was right for me to become a general manager, that in the situation would present itself, it would come about on its own. And to answer your second part, the ownership here, you know, from the first meeting with Mrs. Ford, I felt like I had known her for a long time, and we were definitely on the same page. And this is a really family-run business, and it really was an attractive situation for me.
And let me follow up on that just a minute. Give us a little bit of your impressions of Mrs. Ford and the rest of the Ford family.
Yeah, Mrs. Ford was great. You know, she's a woman with great integrity. She's very, very smart. And I'd say the one thing that I came through the interview process with was she really wants to win. And, you know, she deserves to win in this city because this is a great city for football. They love their Lions, and, you know, I'm here to help build them along with Coach Caldwell and bring a winner to the city of Detroit. You know, the family was great. You know, I met them also. All four children were a part of the interview process, and I really got to know them. And each of them have their roles, you know, within the organization that, you know, I don't see them every day, but, you know, we're in constant contact with them.
Bob, when you went into your interview with Jim Caldwell, clearly you kept an open mind about how you would handle things with your head coach. What were some of the things that you were curious to talking to him about, and did you have an impression in your mind when you first came about what you were going to do with your head coaching spot?
Yeah, I came in with no, you know, preconceived notions. You know, I didn't know Coach Caldwell personally, didn't know him professionally. I did my research on him through my sources in the league and got back great feedback from everybody that I spoke to. And then I went into it, like you said, with an open mind. We had a series of meetings. It wasn't just one day. It wasn't just 1 hour. It was over a couple of days and, you know, almost a dozen hours. So it was really a get-to-know-you session, see if my philosophy and his philosophy could mesh so we could to build this team.
You know, after the coaching changes in the middle of last season with Jim Bob Cooter coming in as the offensive coordinator, Matthew Stafford was really impressive over those last eight games. 8 games, 19 touchdowns, and only 2 interceptions. Talk a little bit about taking over a team with an established quarterback like Matthew. And incidentally, I had dinner with his mother last night.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I actually just met Matthew yesterday for the first time.
And she's expecting big things of you to get her son to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so don't screw it up, okay?
I'll try not to. I met Matthew yesterday. He was up here for about 24 hours going to check on a property he has up here. And he came by the office and we chatted for a while. So it was good to meet him. But back to your question, you know, that's pretty impressive. You know, the stats, you know, I looked at that prior to the interviews and, you know, Jim Bob did a good job. I also don't know him that well. I actually just met him a couple days ago. But, you know, the stats speak for themselves and they finished the season 6-2, which was good. And that definitely factored into my decision-making process.
No, great stuff, Bob, with this. And we're talking with Bob Quinn, general manager of the Detroit Lions here on SiriusXM NFL Radio. One more question about Coach Caldwell. What did you learn about him, talking to him in person, that you couldn't have known after you went ahead and meshed, you know, got all this feedback from elsewhere?
Yeah, you know, first off, he's a man of integrity. You know, that he's a really, really solid guy, and I could tell that very early on in the conversations. You know, secondly, I think, you know, he's a good coach. You know, over the course of his career, he has coached on different sides of the ball. He's been a head coach in college. He's been a head coach in the NFL at now 2 teams. Did a really good job in Baltimore in the short time he was there. So I think his wide range of experience and his ability to coach the entire team, not just one side of the ball, was something that was really intriguing to me.
You know, you kept Jim Caldwell as your head coach, and I think it was a great move. Talk a little bit about the importance of continuity in trying to build a winning football team.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think there's, I mean, there's obviously change in this organization with myself being in my position and Rod Wood being the new team president, who, you know, we have a great working relationship between the two of us. And, you know, there's going to be change throughout the organization, but I felt like too much change is sort of a detriment to building the team. You got to have some stability at some level of the organization, and I felt through my meetings with Coach Caldwell that, you know, he brings that stability and he gives us the best chance to win.
You talk about change in the building. One of the changes came today. Media reports saying that you're going to have new strength and conditioning coaches, a new program being put in. Bob, what is your, and you know, I'm just curious about this. What is your input as far as a move like that goes? What is it that you hope to get out of that part of your team?
Yeah, you know, that part of the team is important. It builds toughness. It builds, you know, conditioning. It builds strength. But I've told this to many people in the last couple of weeks. Is there's a few important rooms in this building, in any football building, and I think the strength and conditioning, the weight room, is one of those important rooms. And I think the leader of that room is a very, very important figure in the organization, because those guys spend more time with the players than really anybody else does when you think about it. You know, they're always down there. If they're not doing a lifting session, they might be in there stretching. They might be in there getting a shake from the nutrition center. So to have a strong leadership in that position is very important to me.
And talk a little bit about your new hire as your director of player personnel, or whatever his title is, that you brought in here from Jacksonville.
Yeah, Kyle O'Brien joined us last week as our director of player personnel. I've known Kyle throughout my entire career. We started together at the Patriots. He had moved on to a couple different places, the Chiefs and more recently the Jaguars. So Kyle's a great evaluator of talent. He's a highly intelligent football executive.
Harvard graduate.
Harvard graduate. You can't say that about too many guys in scouting, but I'll take him on my team. But he's a great friend. I have complete trust in him, and you know I'm gonna put a lot of work on his load, and I'm sure he's gonna do a great job for us.
Bob, was this your first interview for a general manager position?
It was. Yep.
Well,
it was.
So you're one for one. You're batting 1,000. Why do you think you? Well, I mean, that's amazing. How many? You know, you think about how many guys interview year after year in this league and aren't able to nail down this job, and sometimes it takes a while. But you were able to get it right away. What do you think were some of the most helpful things that you were able to pick up during the process that allowed you to impress the Ford family?
Yeah, you know, I mean, over the years, I've done my research on people that have interviewed. You know, a lot of people from New England have gone on to bigger jobs. You know, Scott Pioli is a great friend of mine. He's a great, great football mind. And I picked his brain about things over the years. Thomas Dimitroff, Jason Light, I can say the same things about them. And I'd say more importantly, more in the recent times, you know, just talking to Coach Belichick and Nick Caserio at New England about, you know, what does it take to be a good general manager? What does it take to be ready for one of these interviews? And without those two guys, you know, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair today.
How many real estate agents have Buck called you to sell you a house?
Just one. I have one. The first day I was here, within 2 hours of walking the building, they had, I think, the best guy in the state of Michigan here waiting to talk to me and my wife.
Oh, okay.
Not too sure. Now, you hit the ground running, Bob. Will you be at the Reese's Senior Bowl? How much work now goes into what it is that you need to do to get the Lions to continue to upgrade the roster and get this team in the playoffs again?
Yep. Well, as I'm sitting here talking to you guys, I'm watching some, you know, some unrestricted free agent film on a few positions here. So I'm doing that this week, and then next week I will be down at the Senior Bowl practices for a few days.
Nice. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you down there, Bob. Thank you so much for taking the time with us. Really, really appreciate it. Best of luck in the new gig. You'll be great.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Bob.